apus teriwa di kacada mulia selanggawa desa cipu lo benada yo ma iti uniti kata
my lamb some social pines blessed beyond the liver. Near the close, a trembling soul, love and maze found me. There the bright and the morning star, shade its beams around me. Near the close, O Lamb of God, bring its sins before me. Help me walk from day to day with his shadow over me. Here the close, I watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand, just beyond the liver. What a beautiful song, what a beautiful word, speaking about Christ and him crucified alone, without compromise. Isaiah chapter 45. Scripture reading will come from Isaiah chapter 45 from verses 1. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Silas, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two raven gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayst know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation and righteousness. Spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his marker. Let the post-shed strive with the post-shed of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou? Call thy work. He hath no hands. Woe unto that saith unto his father, what begest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? That's the scripture reading for today. Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 down to verse 10. And verse 7, I repeat, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. I, the Lord, do all these things. For sure, everything comes from the Lord. There is nothing, even a single thing, that comes from a person. He does all things according to his own electing grace. Let us open our hymn books and sing Psalm number 65. Psalm number 65. Abale akwa kasungu. Tambita ni nyimbo number 65. Timbe nyimbo number 65. Abale akwa kasungu. Mulipamene pa Austin.
Number 65. Kiri chagwe mabuku watu, tukilebeze nyimbo number 65. Yesu waza kuwelenga anake ya no, kikubala za chifumu za kuwala. Yes,
I form the light. Brother John will read the same very scripture, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 through 10, the same chapter in our local direct. Brother John, Isaiah 45, verse 1 up to 10.
Atero Yehova kwa udzudzira wache kwa kolezi, amene dzanja lache la manja ndalikwinitsa kuti agonjetse mitungu ya anthu pamaso pake ndipo za madzula mchuno mwa mafumu, adzigule dzisepo pamaso pake ndi zipata zidzatsekedwa, ndidzakutsogolera ndi kusalala ku Pukakala, ndidzachola chola dziseko za mvula ndikubula pakuti akapiti azisulo, ndipo ndidzakupatsa iwe chuma cha mumzima ndi zolemera zobisika za mmalo amseni kuti iwe uziwe kuti ine ndine Yehova amene ndikuitana iwe dzina lako ndine Mulungu wa Israeli. Verse 4. Ndakuitana iwe dzina lako chifukwa cha Yakobo mtumiki wanga, ndi Israeli wosankhidwa wanga, ndakuonjezera dzina ngakhale iwe sunandidziwa ine. Ine ndine Yehova, ndipo palibe winanso popanda ine, palibe Mulungu. Ndidzakamanga mchuno ngakhale sunandidziwa, ndidzakamanga mchuno ngakhale sunandidziwa kuti anthu akaziwe kuchokera kumatulukiro a dzuwa ndi kumazulu, kuti palibe wina popanda ine, ine ndine Yehova, palibe winanso. Verse 7. Ine ndilenga kuyera ndi mdima, ine ndilenga mtendere ndi choyimba, ine ndine Yehova wochita zinthu zonse zimenezi. Igwani pansi inu mmwamba kuchokera kumwamba, thambo litsanulire pansi chilungamo, dziko la pansi litsegule kuti libalife chipulumutso, lilimereze chilungamo chimere pamodzi. Ine Yehova ndinachilenga chimenecho. Tsonga kwa iye amene akangana ndi mlengi wache ari namapale adzikula pansi kodi dongo linganine kwa iye amene analiumba kodi kupanga chiyani ntchito yako na ntchito yako iye alipo banja.
To God be all the glory and honor because of this time of scripture reading. Brother Dave, can you pray before Brother Ken to start preaching? Brother Dave, I've been praying for you to pray for Brother Ken. I've been
praying for you to pray Chikuwa migaru kumaso kweza ni maga chifuwa cha masana ante ngobala mene mungu mwazifundo sanu mwariso kandise wa mwonti maga ndi chori ngejati mungu mufuna mutiangule mkuta ndi mitima yatu imine liyo chima imine liyo nkare mwanegeti abuni wa masobanu kwa wansa kwa mungu mwariga mpuzisa chene uchichika bagati batu zonsa mwazichika mungu mwadungu sana kwa wansa ndu mwiga mbali kini kuli Yehova amene mwamuika kutino musisizanu magumburuso anu afikire mo iye kutiko kusa alari kecho soa pakati wa nyo ya mutamazike mkuzike mungu mucho borela jipo mwini urendo umri kani zosa bisa jala mchite mungu mungu mfunira mungu 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 kwa kwa sabo mungu 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 mungu
mungu. Now it's your time. Take off the microphone and start preaching. If maybe you'll be hearing some noise, don't wonder. Today here in Lilongwe, we have been blessed with the rain, much rain, whereby the iron sheet is full of noise because of the rain raining. But all those things God directs and purposes. And we are so thankful to God because of the rain of today. The rain is just raining in town, not in the remote areas whereby there is gardens of people that the people can be busy planting their crops. But in town is full of rain today. So all those things, we are so thankful to God because He purposes and He directs all things. It's your time, Brother Ken.
Amen. We're thankful that the Lord gives the rain, He gives the sunshine, and as you read there in Isaiah 45, He brings peace and He brings evil. This is His earth to do with what He will.
Yes.
And it is raining in Shreveport today also, so we're both sharing rain.
To God be all the glory. I can see Amen. That now it's twins.
There you go. That's it. Different sides of the world, but the Lord still causing His rain to fall.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's take our Bibles and look in Colossians chapter 1. And my text today is taken from verse 21 down to verse 29. And I want to speak with you about the gospel ministry. Gospel ministry.
Tsagulenima Bible atu mbuku la Kolose oyambayo ndi maga 21 lekeza 29. Ndipo mwoto wa utengo meleti gawane lero ndi utumiki wa utenga wabwino. Utumiki wa utenga wabwino.
Twice in this passage, the Apostle Paul refers to himself as a minister of the gospel. He says in verse 23 concerning the gospel that he was to preach to every creature which is under heaven, in other words, throughout the whole world, he says, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
Mchifaka dangula mundime yake ya 22 yoyimena kufuroko zela kututenga wabu ino kuzele kila kulalikido kina kulikonse ndipo ine ndaikidwa mungu wa mtumi kwa kulalikida utenga hao.
That's actually verse 23 at the end.
Kanimele hili kumapeto kwa ndime yake 23.
And then again, down in verse 25, you see, again, he says, whereof I am made a minister. So it's a reminder that any that are truly Christ's ministers, they didn't volunteer to be his ministers. They were made to be ministers. And that word minister in the original Greek is actually the word deacon. So Paul was saying, whereof I have been made a deacon. There are two offices that Christ has established for his church, whereof he has made men to be overseers. One is that of the elder, and the other, that of a deacon. Those are the only two offices we find in Scripture. Now, the term pastor has become very popular in religion, but in reality, that word we don't find being used of those that the Lord has raised up to oversee his church. It's not really a title that we find in Scripture, but rather a function. For example, when Christ asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And then he said, "Feed my sheep." That word pastor is a sheep feeder. I know in Malawi, as in other places around the world, you have those that is their sole responsibility to tend to sheep or cattle. They're out there with them. You see them out there sometimes with their staff walking around and driving the sheep or cattle to places of pasture where they can eat. How many people do you know that go to school and try to get a degree to be a sheep herder, a shepherd? How many do you know? No, it's a very humbling place to be out in the sun, to tend to those sheep and to care for them. It's something that the world doesn't even consider a value.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same is true of the word minister. It means to be a servant, one who serves Christ in the gospel. Now here again, religion has turned these offices on their head because in most congregations, they consider the deacons to be ones that take care of counting the money, or if it's a matter of setting up the Lord's table, then they do that. It's the just small tasks that these care for. Nobody that I know of in congregations today considers the preacher himself to be a deacon. But in reality, if we're preachers of the gospel, then we're ministers of the gospel. I actually like that term better. When people ask, well, what are you? What do you do? I'm a minister of Christ. I'm a minister of the gospel. Now, Paul doesn't say here that he was born a minister of the gospel, but he was made a minister of the gospel. He was raised in religion, but it took God to take him out of religion and make him a minister or a servant of Christ. Now here's the importance of this passage of scripture that we're going to read here shortly in Colossians 1:21-29, is that it's not all those who call themselves ministers that are ministers of the gospel. The Apostle John, in his epistle, in 1 John, warns that there are many that have gone out into the world that are false prophets. First John 4:1. He says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So just because somebody calls themselves a minister, we're to test their spirit. We're to weigh their message. We're to hear what they have to say. And I'll tell you, if God himself has not made them a minister, they are a false prophet. Those are the only two categories. You're either a minister of the gospel or you are a false prophet.
Mjifayaje panova ngari mtakumana ni mundu hamina ama zichaika kukala mtumigi wala ligi ila mbusa mbusa za kutike kukumufusa uli ala kulikile utengo wabuinu ala mkule utengo mbina kuziwa mbusa za kutika kula ligi mtengo wabuinu ndi kusi mtumigi wabu ya ikuma ndi mneneri wa nyenga mbusa wa nyenga mbina le kumigi wabu kanyenga ziko la basi.
That's why John says there in verse 1, believe not every spirit. Because these men will put themselves over as being sent of God, but the warning is, do not believe every spirit. John 4:2 tells us, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses what? That Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. In other words, his message is Christ and him crucified. So that brings us to the second matter that we have to consider. And that is, not everyone that calls themselves a preacher is of God. But secondly, it's not everyone that says that they are preaching the gospel that is necessarily preaching the gospel. So that's where we need discernment as well. When a man says, well, I preach the gospel, what is the gospel? How do we know? How do we test what a man is preaching? How do we know what we're preaching is the gospel?
Now, Chabukalawa, we know Mufufu's green, do Tenga one, Jumena Guladigira. How does Sutenga one sell Minumakara Tenga Wino High? Zibon Kanezina, Zokuzama Wamun, Gumasimaka Tenga Wino High.
Well, let's see what the Spirit of God directed Paul to write here in Colossians, and we'll begin in chapter 1, verse 21 and 22.
Then Tone, it will never be this, Niga. Kwa kumene Paulo amalalikira kwa Kolose mutuani ndimanga 21:22.
He says, and you, so he's writing to specific people that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
Nifale vesaka 21 mina kuti ndipo inu kunatauza mtundu wapadera dera osiyana ndi mitundu ina okhala alendo kale ndi adani mchifuwa chanu mchito zoyipazo koma tsopano anakuyanjanitsani mthupi lake mwa imfayo kukayimika inu woyera ndi wopanda chilema.
So we see here in Colossians 1, 21 and 22 that the gospel ministry is for a specific people. See, preacher schools in religion, they want people to go out and win the world. That's their goal. We have to get as many saved as we can. That's why they're sent. That's why they have their big campaigns. That's why they have their crusades. The more they can get in and make some kind of decision for the Jesus that they're preaching, they think they're winning the world.
Shimenewo amachita kuti mukawadziwa kuti tenga wino kwa yosuda vumburuke amapanga kampeni yakuti tivangeni makrusedi misonkhano tikufuna ndawo abwere kwa mbuye wonse anthu apulumutsidwe ndipo ali pakalikiriki kupangaze tsitsimutso mapemphero ochezera ndi zina zonsene siyana kufuna anthu akuti abwere ncholingaliro akapulumuke imene ndi kampeni ya wanthu mene amapanga poganiza kuti kutenga wabwino udabwerera anthu onse.
They preach as if somehow the decision belongs to man, and it's up to man whether God will save him or not.
Amalalikira moonetsa ngati kuti kupulumuka ndi chisankho cha munthu ndi kuti munthu alinako kuthekera kofuna kukhala wopulumuka ndipo Mulungu adayika kumusankha adayika kupulumutsa kupulumuka mdzanja la munthu.
But the gospel is destined to sinners, because it says here in verse 21, you that were sometime alienated, and look at that word, enemies in your mind by wicked works.
Ndipo kale mdali alendo kale ndi adani mchifuwa chanu mchito zoipa.
That word alienated actually means to be a stranger. It means to be shut out. And that's what we are by nature as sinners. It's not that all these sinners, if they could just hear the gospel, they would believe. No. We're talking about, it says they're enemies.
Kuti muyang'ane mawu amene akugwiritsidwa ntchito apa akugwiritsa ntchito kuti adani ndi mawu oti adani kutandauza kuti simunali abwenzi ndipo panalibe chimene munthu akadachita kuti akhale bwenzi la Mulungu koma zinatengera Mulungu kuchita kungo kupanga kuti ukhale mtumiki wake.
So that describes all of us by nature.
Zimenezi zikufotokozera tonse mwachikhalidwe ndi chilengedwere chathu thupi lathu dzina la adani akuthenga wabwino.
But notice then the rest where it says, yet now hath he, that is God, reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. In other words, yes, all are sinners, but not all are those that for whom Christ paid the debt. Now we're seeing that this gospel is addressed to those that although enemies and alienated in their minds, that's how they're born in this world, yet have already been reconciled by his death, by the death of Christ.
Chimene chikuonekera yapa chakuti Yesu Kristu wabwera mdzikono la pansi sadabwera kupulumutsa wina aliyense ayi adabwera kupulumutsa anthu ake amene adawasankha chifukwa muona verse yaka 21 iyo imene akuti ndipo inu kutandauza kuti aunena aupatula ena kuwasiyanitsa ndi ena akuti ndipo inu okhala alendo kale anthu amene kale adala alendo kuthenga wabwino komanso adala adani mchito zawo zoyipa koma tsopano anakuyanjanitsani kutandauza kuti akulankhula gulu lokhala limene linayanjanitsidwa limene kalekalelo lidala adani ndi alendo authenga wabwino amene wowo na amene awalankhula ngati mpingo wake.
So those that God has made to be ministers of Christ, when they go out, we're not trying to win everybody. We're preaching to sinners who are dead spiritually in their sins and yet have been reconciled already by the death of his son. Those are the ones to whom God sends his ministers.
Sumapita kwa anthu osa amene ali ku dzikono lapansi ayi umapita kwa anthu okhawo amene Mulungu adawasankha kuchokera pachiyambi ndipo anthu amene ona amene adapangidwa kukhala atumiki authenga wabwino kuti kuti ndi amene amalankhula kuti ndikulemberani uthenga wabwino inuyo kale mudala adani mudala anthu ochimwa koma mudayanjanitsidwa monga mukufuna kwa Mulungu uthenga umapita kwa anthu okhawo.
How important, how vital is the death of the Lord Jesus Christ in the salvation of sinners? It's everything. Apart from the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no salvation.
China chili chonse upatula imfa ya mbuye wathu Yesu Kristu palibe chipulumutso.
Notice Colossians 1:22 tells us how vital is the death of Christ because it is by his death that these sinners for whom Christ died are made holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Notice, it's connected to the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how a sinner is made holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in God's sight. No other way.
Anto amene adakhala woyera ndi opanda chilema pamaso pa Mulungu. Munthu samakhala woyera ndi opanda chilema pamaso pa Mulungu chifukwa chita ntchito zabwino ayi. Koma anthu amene Mulunguyo adawasankha, uthenga wabwino adabwera kwa iwowo, amene wa Khristu adabwera mkuka wa fera, amene wowo, amene Mulungu adawapanga kuti ndakupangani niwe kukhala woyera, ndipo kuyera aku ndakupangani kukhala opanda panga, kunandoza kuti iwo akhale woyera chifukwa Mulungu wasankha, wapanga kuti akhale woyera.
If you were to ask me, what is it that distinguishes me as a preacher of Christ from all other preachers? I would say it's this message right here. There are many false prophets who are going out preaching to people that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and he laid down his life for everybody without exception, but now it's up to each individual to accept that Jesus in order to then, by their decision, be made holy and unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight. That's how he's being preached.
Yesu Kristo adabwera kufera anthu onse pa dziko la pasi ndipo akufuna munthu aliyense payikapayika pange chisankho amulandire Yesu kulapuye ndi pulumutso wa moyo wawo ndipo amanena kuti kupulumuka kuli mʼmanja mwa munthu akangosankha ndi kuvomereza pemphero amatha kupulumuka amaganiza ngati kuti chipulumutso chidayikidwa mʼmanja mwa munthu kuti munthu akhoza kusankha kupulumuka kapena kusankha kusapulumuka ndimene amalalikirira anthu ambiri.
But that makes salvation then, and the result of it, depended upon man, which is nowhere found in Scripture. The gospel minister. And again, here's the test, as we saw from 1 John chapter 4, to test every spirit to not believe it. The gospel minister puts all of salvation in the death, the coming, doing, and dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many times have you heard preachers say that they went out and they preached and hundreds of people got saved? That's what they say. Someone who's been taught of the Lord to hear that sort of speaking will tell you right there that that's a false preacher. Because sinners don't get saved by their profession. They don't get saved by walking an aisle or saying a prayer or somehow making some sort of decision for Jesus. That's not salvation.
Sakupurumuka pakufuna
If a preacher is not preaching salvation in, by, and through the Lord Jesus Christ alone, by his shed blood at the cross, then they are not ministers of the gospel. Now here's where we need discernment, because you'll find preachers say, well, that's what I preach. I preach salvation in, by, and through the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. A good question to ask those that say that is this right here. Ask them, so are there any sinners in hell for whom Christ died? If they answer yes, then they're not preaching salvation in, by, and through the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. They're preaching a Jesus that came and laid down his life as an offer if men will just accept it, but if they don't, God will have to send them to hell. That's not the gospel. You see in verse 21, the word that's used, it says, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. Everyone for whom the Lord Jesus Christ paid the debt, they have already been reconciled to God. Reconciled to God means that their sins have already been put away and God has declared them to be justified before him because of Christ's bloodshed. If anyone is preaching justification before God or reconciliation before God in any other way than what Christ accomplished at the cross, then they are a false preacher. They preach contrary to the word, they preach contrary to the truth, they preach contrary to Christ. They're anti-Christ. So let's remember this as we go out and we preach the gospel day in and day out. We're not under the delusion that somehow there are all these sinners there for whom Christ died. If we don't somehow get the word of the gospel to them, then they're going to perish. That's not why we go preach.
Mafuna kulimbiki tseni kuma so uze na bale nonse. Kuti mukamapita kolalikira kunjaku. Kuziozo na kutenga wabino. Ulibe chisokonezo. Kutenga wabino kalalikido mtaudi yake. Ipo amene mungu wada waiku kutenga wabino wadza ukrubirira. Tawu ya mungu amene wada waiku kwaseza kutenga wabino wadza ugana. Mungu 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 mungu.
As ministers of Christ, or even that word pastor, as a under-shepherd, we go out with one purpose, and that is to seek the sheep, to go where God sends the gospel, where he has his sheep for whom Christ has already paid their debt. Now Christ himself said that the harvest is plenteous. In other words, God knows those that he has already chosen, but the labors are few. That doesn't mean he was complaining. He's just saying he's going to bring the gospel to them with a few preachers that he sends. You see, these preacher schools, they boast of how many preachers they're sending out into the world, but be careful, because as we read in 1 John 4, many, where you see many like that, many false prophets have gone out into the world. The Apostle Paul himself grew up and was trained in a school of theology, being taught of men and works, and yet he was not a preacher of the gospel at that time.
Muntawi Paulo. Bible menadi Paulo kwaya baada ya kuja kwa Bible school. Hapo sikia basi kwa Yuda. Kwa time ile sasa analikira utenga wangu ino mpaka pamene Mungu anachita kutsangula maso yake kurayambe kulikira utenga.
In fact, he says there in Galatians chapter 1 verses 11 and 12, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Wala likidwa ndi ine, ulisuri munga mwantu, kwa kukitu, sindina ulandira kwa mungu, papena sindina ukusira, kumatu unata wavumbuluto la Yesu Kristu.
So you can see that the Apostle Paul, when he says here in our text in Colossians 1:21 that he was made a minister of Christ, a minister, it wasn't by his decision, it wasn't by his choice. Here he said it was by the revelation of Jesus Christ in verse 12 of Galatians 1.
Nijifuajashe, jikamamuona agalatiayu, akuone tsirapoela, kutipawula kutakale mtumigi wa murungu, sijifuwa chako sanka kura kare mtumigi ai kwa mulungu adajita kumpanga kura kare mtumigi so suma jita kusanka weka njisa nkoja ago kuru kare mtumigi wa mulungu ai mulungu ama jita kusanka.
See, this is what I want to know for myself, but also for any that call themselves preachers or ministers. The question is, when was the Lord Jesus Christ revealed in you? Or as Paul put it in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30, when it pleased God that Christ was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, 30 and 31.
Nijifuajaje Paulo, buwalankula motimiki za mawamene uguwana gulito muruwani, verse yaga 30, 31, page 173, ama nena kuti, koma kwa iye, muri numa Kristu Yesu, amenana sedo kwa ife, zeru ya kwa murungu, njishirungamo, njishierezo, njishiombolo, kuti monga mwalembedwa. Iye amena atitamanda, atitamande mwambuye.
So when you ask that question of most people, they don't even know what you're talking about, because for them, they were told that if they made their little decision for their Jesus, that then that was when they were saved. But that's not the salvation of Christ or the gospel.
Ata soko nezeka ndipadza kututsani. Chifuwa ya maganiza kuri kusanka, kumulandira Yesu kambu ya nimpuru mtuwa mwe wake, pofomeleza ndipaka mwabake, pempero wake, potali ya pempero mtu wina, mpamele adapuru mutidwa. Mpamele sisiri chonjo, ai, mtu sama puru mutidwa, jifuru wala mkula baka mwabake, ai. Kuma ama puru mutidwa, jifuru kwa yamba mungu wada sanka, mkuhui kilatu, Yesu mkukufera, chichu se mkutelatu. Ndi chifuwa ya chimeja, shima kufumburuka kwa yueyo, kuruzi ndikile kukuru mutidwa wako, kumenekuna shitika gale.
Notice how he puts it in Galatians 1 and verse 15. When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb. So God's hand was already on him. He was God's chosen vessel from his mother's womb. But he languished in religion and false religion and works until, it says, it pleased God to call him by his grace and to reveal his son in me, verse 16, that I might preach him among the heathen.
Nifaje Paulo buonetsera mmene muntu wochimwa amapulumukira adakala nkula pa Galatia 1 yo verse 15 imene kuti koma pamene pada kondweretsa mulungu kutandaula kuti zidatengera mulungu kukondwera kufuna amene anandipatula ndisadabadwe nandika ine mwachisomo chache kurendozo dati ndipatula kalikale ndisadabadwe kundipangiratu kukhala wosankhidwa wena nkuwasiratu nthawi imene yoyo mulungu kuti amkondweretsa kunisankha motero verse 16 kuti avumburutse mwana wache mwa ine mwana wake Yesu adavumburuka kwa ine chifukwa dati ndisankha kale kundipatula kalikale ndisadabadwe kuti ndimlalikire iye kwa mitundu.
So this is why God raises up preachers and sends them forth for these that have been already separated from their mother's womb. In other words, they're God's by electing grace, and that for whom Christ has already paid their sin debt. They just don't know about it.
Anthu ochimwa kuti poyambirira adasankha iwo amene adawasankhawo Yesu nkuwafera kuthenga wabwino ukalalikidwa kwa iwowo amayamba kuumva mulungu amatsegula khutu kuti aumve koma nthawi yomweyo amene sadawasankhe samaumva uthengawo ndipo samamva kena kali konse.
I know people who don't have never heard this gospel, they'll say to me, and preachers especially, they'll say, well, if you don't give an invitation, then how do you know who's going to be saved and who isn't?
Mm-hmm. Antambiri, amene tengo bwino sada vumburuge kwa iwo. Mugala ligira choncho, ama kwena ni mafusu. Nye munga ziwebanchi kudumu ntua wapurumuga. Munga ziwebanchi kudumu ntua wapurumuga kwa mbuye. Momo litita nina antu kwa mbuye urafu meleze. Kwa pamine vompeda mapurumuga. Munga ziwebanchi, nilisi muhaida nina antu kutokolo kurafu meleze.
The first thing I say to them is the gospel isn't an invitation. It is a declaration of who Christ is and what he accomplished by his death. We declare him. We're not out inviting sinners to do anything. But the second thing I tell them is that the faith, believing, is not by a decision of man, but it is by the revelation of Christ. So as I'm declaring Christ to sinners, it's the Spirit's work to reveal him in the hearts of those for whom Christ already paid the debt. I don't have to seek out or try to know. They'll let me know.
Pochita zimena kuhuza ai. Chikulupiriro, chima mwela ndi mzimu wa mbuye. Kwanu kwa tundi kungo lalikira, ndeni nchira ya mzimu tsopano, kutsegula kurula mene mungu wana msankayo, kura ya mbe kuhuza utengao, mufanana, ndi mene mungu weo akufunde utenga kuhuza kituele, mene momo, ndi mene chikulupiriro, chamu tuwa chima wa sankidwa, chima mwela ila pa mtu. Nye sizima suweka ine kuri ndiziwe, kuri mtu yo wa kurumuga,
So when the gospel of Christ and his finished work is preached, it's the Spirit of God that brings that word home to the hearts of those that God has chosen and for whom Christ has already paid the debt. They're already justified before God, but now made to see, given eyes to see by the Spirit, that it was for them that that debt was paid.
Njeno, chachitaru nchabudu, tenga wabwino, suda mwelela ntuonse. Ugada mwelela ntuonse, ntuonse, agada ukulubilida mkuumve, tenga. Kuma chimejima mkisa ntuwena saumve, wena mkuumve, nchifuatu tenga wabwino, uda mwelela iwo, amene mungu wada wapanga uraza umve, tenga wa. Pachifukwa ijojo, amenada upangida kutazape utenga wabwino, na amene mungu wada wa sanga kukarantu wake, na amene Yesu Kristo wada wiroga wa fira, na amene mzibu elaso ama vumbuluga kwa iwoo, solo amene popo mwredi mwone, yuri walipe mwai, ndide nidanga la mtu, ura chitemoga antu, ura kurumuge ai, tifozima amani kusanga wa murungu, Yesu mkuka fira antu amene wawo, mzibu elama la ligira utenga wabwino, kwa antu amene wawo, kura kurumilezo utenga.
And it's by this very gospel that they are brought to see, as it says in Colossians 1:22, that it was through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ that they were reconciled to God, even before they were born. This was already a matter settled, and that in him they are made to be holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. It's by the work of Christ and not by any decision or will of man.
Nijifuwa jache mdimaga 22 ya kulose 1. Imena uri kwa mkutzela muinfa ya ke. Kuna nda uzakuti, amene mungu wada wa sanka, anga kare asada badwe, amene Yesu ama afa, ama kafira amene uo, nikuwa hapa tisilaruji pulumuto. Kwa hana kuti pamene uo ama badwa ali uo pulumuka gare, kuma nikubadwa mutubila nyama hiri, nikumajita nchito za uchimo, kwa mkungu wa embele zela tisikulina, limene utenga uo inoka vumburuke, haka uunve, nikukawona, kufunikira kwa ifa yangu ya Yesu Kristu, pakuwa sanka yuo ndi kwa afira, kula karantu wa kurumutsidwa.
This is what distinguishes the gospel minister, servant of Christ, from all other preachers.
Chimene chimareganitsa, pakaripa kapolo wa mbuye, mtumika amena malalikira utenga wabwino, weniwe ni munga mamalemba, ndi iye amene samalalikira uthenga wabwino weniweni koma ali kuchikondo lapansi amene amapangana afuna kulalikira uthenga wabwino chimenechi chimawasiyanitsa kuwalekanitsa.
Now this is not a popular message because it completely removes any part of this from man. That's why it's not popular. Man wants his decision. Man wants his will. That's his idolatry. But that's his rebellion.
Umachotsa kutchuka kwako, umachotsa zimene matama ako amene umaganiza ngati uli nawo, umakuchotsera zimenezo ndi kubwera wokhaokha paokha posafanikizikako ndi maganizo ako. Ndi uthengawo siwotchuka, anthu samaukonda, mpingo wake siumachuluka iyayi.
That's the suffering in the flesh that Paul describes in verse 24, which we'll have to pick up next time. But he says, now rejoice. I rejoice that God has separated me out and revealed Christ in me, and whatever suffering that brings is, he describes, as filling up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ. In other words, even as Christ suffered, so we, identifying with him, can anticipate that suffering in my flesh, but it's for his body's sake. It's for these elect, these that he's redeemed, which is the church.
Ndichifoyeke sabata mati kapitiliza mundima yake ya 24 ya Kolose 1 imene amati tsopano ndikondwera nazo zowawa chifukwa cha inu. Ndaka amati kukondwera nazo zowawa akutanthauza kuti pamene wawamba kuumva uthenga wabwino uchawo umakhala uli ndi uthenga uchawo opanda chikoka umene anthu sadzaukonda ndi kuti umamva umasiye umamva kukhala wekhawekha. Umamva anthu asakukulabadira, umamva anthu asakukonda, koma ngakhale kumva zimene zichazo, uthenga umakulimbikitsa, chifukwa uthenga wabwino sumakopa anthu onse, sumaita anthu onse kuti abwere ayi. Uthenga wabwino umangodzilimbikitsira ndi kudzikopera iwo amene Mulungu anawasankha kuti akhale uthenga wabwinowo.
So if for Christ's sake and being true to God's word and declaring salvation as being all of him, if for that I suffer, then God be praised, because that means that God didn't leave me with the rest of this world. It pleased him to separate me out unto this Christ, and therein I rejoice.
Ndichifwaje Paulo, amati ndikondwera mwambuye, chifwaje kukwanditsiriwa zoperewera za chisauko cha Kristu mthupilanga. Kuretaza ningati kugumana ni mazunzo, kumva kumasiye, kumva kukhala wekha, anthu osagwirizana nawe, anthu osakukonda, uthenga umene ukulalikira anthu osaulabadira, osakhala ndi gulu lambiri limene likhale nawe pansi pako, kondwera ya mikambuye, chifukwa chimenechocho ndi chifuniro cha Mulungu kuti zichitike moteromo.
We're going to have to leave it there for this time. We'll come back to it next time. We'll see what is the hope of the gospel, as Paul describes it in verse 23, continuing in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel.
Kulekana nacho chiyembekezo cha uthenga wabwino kumene konso mudaumva ulalikidwa cholengedwa chonse chapa dziko chapansi pa thambo kumene Paulo ndakhala mtumiki wache ngati kaona zimene zimachitika kwa iwo amene ali mu uthenga wabwino wolalikidwa moteromo.
So may the Lord be pleased to bless what we've heard today, and may Christ receive all the glory.
Amen. To him alone be all the glory and honor.
Amen.
Kwa iye kukhale ulemu ndi matamando chifukwa cha tsiku labwino, chifukwa cha msonkhano wathu, mapemphero athu amene tinali nawo. Open our hymn books, Psalm number 10 in our local dialect language. So just for the sake of brothers outside across, we'll just cross over and sing number 69, Take Me As I Am. Imba nyimba number 69, imene tiimbe abalanza tutimba, imene ndia chingerezi kuna abalanza tutikalena olimozi, tikatero tikaimba yathu yachishewa nambala 10 ndikamalizira yathu yachishewa tiyambira yachingerezi nambala 69 kuti abaleso anzathu amene ali maiko osiyana siyana akozo khala na ferimodzi mu nthawi ya maimbidwewo nambala 69
Jesus, my Lord, to thee I cry, and let thou hear me, I must die. Oh, breathe thy free salvation and take me as I am. And take me as I am. And take me as I am. My only priest, Christ died for me. Oh, take me as I am. Hebrews I am, and full of you, but yet for me thy blood was spilled, and thou hast made me what thou wilt, and take me as I am. And take me as I am. And take me as I am. My only priest, Christ died for me. Oh, take me as I am. No privation can I make. My best resolve I only pray. Yes, save me for thy own sin. And take me as I am. And take me as I am. And take me as I am. My only grief, Christ died for me. And take me as I am. Behold me, Savior, at thy feet. Deal with me, thou seest in me. Thy word be key, thy word open, and take me up. Take me as I am, and take me as I am. My only beat, Christ died for me, and take me as I am. Bundirandile, bundirandile, taipa, taipa, kotero, kotero na jiperatu, bundirandile. Number 10. Nyimbo number 10. Uyembekeza mzimu wanga kufika kumudzi wanga dzamuona mpolomodzi ofera soibazanga koma sofona kopitana ne tiwolo kofumu ake tilowe muleberelo koma sofona kopitana ne koma sofona kopitana ne tiwolo kofumu ake tilowe muleberelo koma sofona kopitana ne Yerusalemu kuwatsopano simudza kala zisoki koma simudza kala zakulira ino zaifa zose zinzatha koma Yerusalemu koma watsopano koma simudza kala zisoni koma simudza kala koma sakulira koma saifa zose zinzatha koma sofona kupitana ne tiwolo kofumu ake tilowe muleberelo koma sofona kupitana ne koma sofona kupitana ne tiwolo kofumu ake tilowe muleberelo koma sofona kupitana ne koma mpolomodzi anderebe koma wandiko zera tumalo ine tima wanga uyembekeza koma ndilowe mokondwera koma mpolomodzi anderendira koma wandika zera tumalo koma mtima wawa wangoyembekeza koma ndiwowe mokondwera koma sofona kupitana ne tiwolo kofumu ake tilowe muleberelo koma sofona kupitana ne koma sofona kupitana ne tiwolo kofumu ake tilowe muleberelo sofona kupitana ne koma sofona kupitana ne tiwolo kofumu ake tilowe muleberelo koma sofona kupitana ne koma sofona kupitana ne tiwolo kofumu ake tilowe muleberelo koma sofona kupitana ne.
What a beautiful song, what a time, worshiping Christ and Him crucified without compromise. Him alone is the only one worthy to be blessed and be exalted. A very good song,
a blessing song that speaks of myself, that helpless I am, and I'm full of guilty, but yet for me thy blood was spilled, and thou canst make me what thou wilt. Take me, Lord, as I am. Not because of my good works, not because of whatever is in me, but take me as I am. Because no preparation can I make. My best resolve I only break. Yet save me for thine own name's sake. Take me as I am. And the last verse. Behold me, Savior, at thy feet. Deal with me as thou seest meet. Thy work begin, and thy work complete, because you are the Alpha and the Omega. But take me as I am. Brother Ken, look to God in prayer as we are closing the service of today. It's your time. Look to God in prayer, Brother Ken.
Gracious Father, I do thank you for these times and moments that you've given us to meet together once again around your word. Quiet our hearts, Lord, before you, to know that if the Lord Jesus Christ paid our sin debt there at Calvary, then it is there and then that you declared us righteous, having purposed so from eternity. And if today we have been given eyes to see and rejoice in this one who shed his blood and satisfied your law and justice, then truly that is a grace. And for that we give you the praise and honor and glory. To know that because of Christ's death, we stand holy and justified and without charge before you. Oh, what a blessed gospel when you're pleased to give ears to hear. And I'm thankful for each one of us that you have raised up to go forth and preach this gospel, though we may be few. It's not going to be by the many that we see in the world going out, but by these few. And it's been that way throughout time of those that you've raised up to go and preach your gospel to your sheep. And even as Christ said, all that you have given him, of all those, he would lose nothing but raise them in the last day. Such is our hope, and what a blessed hope he is. And so I commend these, my brethren, to you, and pray for them as you've placed them there in Malawi to preach the gospel, and also ask for your wisdom and grace as I preach the gospel here in the United States, but through this means throughout the world. You've so purposed that we benefit from this technology and know that your sheep, wherever they are, you're going to cause to hear this glorious word. And so we pray that as the sun sets there in Africa, as the sun rises here in the United States, that in all this you're directing to your honor and glory. And for that, we give you the praise in our dear Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.